Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Some would have us believe that it is within the power of men to awaken men dead in trespasses and sins and cause them to see by preaching the gospel. The purpose of the preaching of the gospel is information, not revelation. Until and unless the Holy Ghost directly awakens the dead, they cannot hear the glorious gospel, which is the very words of life to those who have been awakened. It is necessary for the Spirit to shine in a man's heart with that bright light of conviction before that man will ever desire to embrace the light of the gospel. It is also necessary that he, the Spirit of truth, reveal the spiritual truth of the spoken word, or else men cannot receive it. When there was no light, God spoke and said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In the same fashion, he directly causes the light to shine into the hearts of his elect sons at the appointed time. Nothing can hasten that time, and nothing can delay it. Vain are the attempts of men to cause this light to shine, and empty are the warnings of those who would have us to believe that some of the elect may be lost without our aid. Nonetheless, it is a glorious privilege to be given the task of preaching the unsearchable riches of Christ to those whom he has awakened with his light. The Lord Jesus spoke of his fulfillment of prophecy when he quoted Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." That prophecy was fulfilled in Christ, and he has sent forth laborers into the harvest with the same message of deliverance to those whom he has called and awakened. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things." The primary purpose in the preaching of the gospel is to bring glory to God in the publication of the redemption which he has purchased for his elect sons. Preachers are publishers of truth, proclaimers of good news, a welcome relief for weary seekers who know themselves to be needy, weak, and thirsty. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." The only gospel which can be of use to a sinner is one which first of all magnifies the Savior. Our Lord said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." He spoke primarily of the fact that his crucifixion would be that to which a sinner would be drawn. He is mighty to save, rather than being, as he is touted in modern day preaching, as one who is trying to save, if men will only let him. He is the Savior of sinners. He has accomplished the salvation of everyone whose redemption he intended to purchase. Not one of those for whom Christ shed his precious blood shall ever perish. The only gospel which can be of use to a sinner is one which rejoices in his finished work. There is nothing left for sinners to do to be made acceptable in the eyes of God. He has finished the work which he came to do. "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Most modern-day preaching tries to persuade folks to do something, whether it be to believe, repent, or be obedient. The preaching of the true gospel is that which informs weary pilgrims and seekers that Jesus Christ has accomplished their redemption once and for all. They believe it because he has shined in their hearts to give them light. The only gospel which can be of use to a sinner is one which lights the path he is to tread. The Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." The Lord leads us in the way he has already trod. He is our captain and our provider. "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." The only gospel which can be of use to a sinner is one which gives him joy in the journey. "That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls."
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.